Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 18th, 2014. Today is Tuesday in the second week of Lent. Listen to these verses from today's assigned passage from the Gospel according to Mark. A crowd was sitting around Jesus, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." No wonder earlier in today's assigned reading, his family had sought to restrain him, thinking he had gone out of his mind. No wonder a little later on, the religious leadership claims that he's got a demon. However it was that Jesus was behaving, it was clear that it was not the norm. He is casting out demons. He is healing the sick. He is moving about from place to place with great rapidity, according to Mark. It seems like he's everywhere at once. Everything is immediate. He's moving. He's teaching. He's exercising. He's performing miracles. And that seems to leave him little time for the niceties of society. No self-respecting rabbi would disown his family, would he? And we're left with this amazing passage where that's exactly what Jesus seems to do. I'm not going to try and explain away Jesus' words, but I do believe that what Jesus is getting at in this particular passage, and what is still challenging for us, is that the good news of the gospel will reorder our relationships. This is hard for us to hear. In our culture, we tend to see religion as something that is an add-on. We tend to see it as something that underwrites our particular prejudices about what it means to be in relationships. We tend to idolize particular notions of family. We tend to think in nuclear fashion about the family. So it's about one single family dwelling and the people who are in it. Even in our churches, if we're all honest, we have a predisposition to almost idolize single families. Families living under one roof with parents and children. I think that what Jesus says in this passage that we've heard today is precisely what those of us in middle-class suburban America need to hear. The gospel is not about sanctifying your family. The gospel is about changing the world. The gospel is not about supporting you primarily in your relationships. The gospel is about reordering your relationships. When we are baptized, we are brought into the church, the body of Christ. That becomes our primary community. This is upside down from the way that most of us think. Most of us think we have a family, we live in a neighborhood, we have various civic responsibilities, and we have occupational responsibilities, and then on top of all of that, we add one more club, one more sort of thing to do, one more activity, and we call that thing church. This is not the way our baptismal rite understands it. Our baptismal rite in the Episcopal Church understands that when we have been baptized, we enter a community that is about doing the will of God. and that the members of that community become our brothers, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters. It's an upside-down way of thinking, and it is an uncomfortable way of thinking. And if we begin to behave as if our community of fellow believers is our primary loyalty and our primary community, there are probably going to be some people who think we're crazy too. I don't have any easy answers or a way to tie this up in a bow. I think, though, that this gospel is calling us in this season of Lent to think about how we think about our relationships. In particular, how do we think about our relationship to our brothers and sisters in Christ? Are they simply people that we swap stories with over coffee after a liturgy? Or are they the people with whom we are doing the will of God? Are they indeed our brothers, our sisters, our fathers, and our mothers? That's something to think about, isn't it? Let us pray. O God, you willed to redeem us from all iniquity by your Son. Deliver us when we are tempted to regard sin without abhorrence, and let the virtue of his passion come between us and our mortal enemy, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.